Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So let's also talk to Ross Tucker right now, as Ross joins us every single Wednesday at this time. An awful lot going on in the Philadelphia sports scene. Ross, good morning, sir.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, buddy. You know, Ross, we're so busy here. We haven't even mentioned this hour that Joel Embiid was suspended for three games yesterday. I just want to drop that in. Like, that's on the table as well. All right, so Ross, the Eagles. Are you convinced that they're definitely good?
Yes. They are definitely a good team. I'm not convinced they are a great team, but they are definitely a good team. We talked about it a little bit last week, but, I mean, they're top five, clearly, at running back, wide receiver, offensive line. The quarterback has played much better as of late. They should get a top five tight end back soon. But maybe the most encouraging thing is they are clearly getting better on defense. And Cooper DeJean has had a major impact on that side of the ball. The linebackers play better. I would say they're a good team that's trending towards being a very good team. And because of the youth and because of the talent and because I think they're starting to pick up Kellen Moore and Fangio's system more and more each week, I'm highly encouraged and excited about the rest of the season.
So, Ross, I so totally hope you're right, and you might be. I will say this. At 2-2, I said to myself, might have said it on the air, I know I said it to myself, be careful getting sucked in if they rattle off wins against these bum teams. And I looked it up this morning, Ross, because let me be clear, I am excited. Like, I'm a lot more excited than a month ago, obviously, and specifically than a week ago. I thought the Eagles played actually a really good game against Jacksonville. It got closer than it should have. But I thought, for the most part, I thought the Eagles whooped up on Jacksonville. I mean, both sides of the ball, I thought, generally played much better than Jacksonville. But I also know this, Ross. The four teams they just beat, combined record of 10-26. Now, if you take out the four games against the Eagles, combined record of 10-22. And that makes me have pause on the Birds until I see them do it. You know, I know James is going to point out they beat Green Bay, and they did. But, I mean, Ross, I think these last four teams, I think three of the four of them are three of the five worst teams in pro football.
Well, and that's fine. But you said earlier, I can't remember who talked about who the Commanders just beat in their last four games.
But I'm not saying they're definitely good.
No, but
two of these teams are probably going to make, both of them probably going to make the playoffs.
Well, somebody has to be good. I mean, there's no like juggernaut teams, but you know, if I'm like looking at my power rankings, I have them both in the top six. The Ravens, I think, are really good. They just lost to the Browns a couple weeks ago. The Bills, I think, are really good. They barely beat the 2-win Dolphins. They were fortunate on Sunday. I mean, this is the NFL. You know, teams lose to bad teams.
Sure.
The fact that they're winning, and in particular, that they won convincingly like they did against the Giants and the Bengals, is very encouraging.
Yeah. But, Ross, how does it make you feel when people like Dan Orlovsky say things like, no coach takes more points off the board than Nick Sirianni, What do you make of that? Is Nick trying to do too much and as a result making the team worse?
Well, so first of all, I did not agree with multiple decisions that Sirianni made. The two that jump out to me the most, when it's 16-0, and maybe I'm just conservative or I'm old school, you got to go up by three scores. You got to kick the extra point and go up by three scores. That's just my belief. Now, listen, I've talked to multiple analytics people since then. They say, no, it's too early in the game. The tush push is 90%. You're at the 1 yard line. You get the extra point, blah, blah, blah. You know, he made whatever it was, four or five decisions, and none of them worked, right? So because none of them worked and we all have hindsight, we can be critical of them. I don't know what we would say if a couple of them worked. The one that really bothered me is, here's how I would look at it. The first two-point conversions, he does the tush push, and maybe he's overconfident with it, and he tries it. But then what bothers me is they had fourth and inches, and it was like he got spooked by the other tush pushes not working. Mm. I was so frustrated by the play action pass. I can't remember exactly where that was.
But isn't that a Kellen Moore thing, Ross? I mean, unless Sirianni overruled
him. That's a good question.
Right?
That's a good question. Really good question, Joe. That I don't know the answer to. We don't know the answer to. I would say this. I think Sirianni absolutely could say to Kellen Moore, hey, let's stay away from the tush push here. Or, hey, let's run it here. I think Sirianni has some input on what Kellen decides to call there. Now, it very easily could have been wide open with Saquon in the flat. The Jags could have totally not been ready for it. I loved when they lined up for the one tush push and they ran that short side option. Somebody false started. Yeah, that speed option was awesome.
Oh, that was
a great change.
And it was going to work.
Oh, it was going to work big time. So I like that they have change-ups off of it. Here's what I would say. Two things, Joe. One is a lot of people just don't like Sirianni at this point.
That's totally true. No question.
So anytime he makes any decision doesn't work, they're going to be critical of him. What people would tell you is the math was fine on all four or five, however many decisions we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The math was fine on all of them. And like Ruben could talk to you about baseball over the course of a long season, the math is going to even out. It's just, you know, if they're going to get 50% of those over 100 tries, they didn't get any of them in the same game. You know what how I look at it? Mm. Thank goodness they still won the game.
No question.
They had the variance of they didn't convert one of those, and they still won.
Well, that's my point.
That's good.
Well, that's my point where I really thought the Eagles on both offense and defense dramatically outplayed Jacksonville. Now, I'm not saying that's a heroic thing because Jacksonville is like dog meat. But, you know.
Well, Saquon fumble, Joe, changed everything.
Which wasn't even a fumble. I mean, it's not. It's handing.
Maddening.
Russ, James and I were talking earlier. I think that is the worst call I've seen. This is me. James thinks it's the worst call since Devontae in the Super Bowl when they took away the catch. I mean, I could see how they could arrive at that. I thought it was totally the wrong call, but I mean, at least it was a little bit debatable. I think it was the worst call in Philadelphia sports since that game like 6 years ago or 5 years ago when three Eagles fell on a fumble in Dallas. But because the NFL couldn't determine which specific
player
had the ball.
It was insane.
Russ, there was only three Eagles and zero Cowboys, and somehow Dallas was awarded the football.
But here's my favorite.
That was outrageous.
Well, that was crazy. Here's my favorite, though.
Crazy.
I'm 45 years old, okay? I have never once heard a guy goes down after getting hit.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
half up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
By a defender.
No question.
I have never heard them. So I'm okay with them getting a call wrong, but then after the game, they asked some guy who I'd never heard of at the NFL, and he said, well, yes, there was contact from the linebacker, but then he hit his own guy, so he stumbled, and he wasn't down. So do you mean to tell me, for the rest of the sport of football, if a defender hits you, and then you run into your own guy and go down, you're not really down? Because we just changed the whole sport of football.
Oh, no question.
If a defender hits you, try to find one of your teammates as you're falling down.
Touch him. Just touch him.
And just touch Landon Anderson's leg.
You're
and then
immune.
Get back up and go for an 80-yard touchdown.
Yep.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. I can't stand when people make a mistake in life and they don't just admit it.
Yeah.
Just say you got it wrong. You got it wrong. We all know you got it wrong. Admit you got it wrong.
Ruben, let me ask you this question, because you've been in this spot in baseball, and I don't think there's as many of these in baseball as there is in football. But when you go to the league and say, your ump got it wrong.
I mean, I didn't do it that much. Every once in a while, I made very few phone calls to the league because as far as umpires are concerned, I know a lot of people complained all the time, and I think they sort of respected me for the fact that I didn't do that. And I know they're human beings; they make mistakes. That back then they didn't have as much replay,
right?
And
no review, which is why I'm asking. It wouldn't be as interesting to a GM now, because now there's replay in the game, and but presumably it's gotten right.
But if it was egregious,
in many cases, the review.
If it is egregious, I would make a phone call and say, this just can't happen. You got to be better. And this is going to affect the baseball, the outcome of the game.
Ross, go ahead, bud.
So, listen, I literally talked to a GM yesterday who had a conversation with the officials, with the league office on Monday, and they admitted they got a couple calls wrong, which helps nobody.
No.
I mean, I remember a couple times, John could probably speak to this, where, on Monday the coaches say, hey, we submitted that to the league for you. I'm like, okay. And then Wednesday or Thursday, the O-line coach would say, hey, Tuck, the league said they were wrong and that shouldn't have been a hold. That actually makes me feel worse. Doesn't make me feel better. Like when the 80,000 people in the stadium, everybody watching on TV, and my mom hear them call my name for a holding penalty, and I'm not allowed to say anything when they tell me Wednesday or Thursday, because you're not allowed. It's illegal. You can get fined if you then say to the media they got it wrong.
Sure.
It doesn't even make me. I guess I'm happy that they admit that they were wrong.
Yeah.
But stopped our scoring drive.
It almost makes me feel better. Almost makes me feel worse.
But Ross, here's what I'll say: is we're getting deep in the weeds on that topic, and it's interesting. But here was my point in bringing it up. I was impressed by how the Eagles played. I mean, the fact that the game got close, really close, to me was two things. Non-conversions when Sirianni took chances, whether it's converting a field goal, converting a fourth down, converting a two-point conversion.
Well, push failure.
Well, for sure. And just giving the other team 7 points. And when I say giving,
and
I don't mean the Eagles. I mean the league.
Officiating failure.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. The league hand, Ross, I thought the Eagles dramatically outplayed them. So I was actually very encouraged.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.